the Lord of Macragge was seated upon a throne like a battle king of old. Replete in his war panoply, my heart both swelled with pride and trembled with awe at the sight of Marnius Calgar. He wore his formal battle plate, a ceremonial suit festooned with laurels and awards. A pair of hefty power gloves clothed his hands, which he rested regally on the throne arms. His hair was white as hoarfrost, and he glowered through one organic eye at the officers in his midst. The other was a bionic, and even less welcoming.
Brother Captain, come forward.
Here, in the Hall of Ultramar, the great and noble were personified in statue form and shadowed me as I walked the long processional to a place before my lord. I saw Invictus, Helveticus, Galatan, and Titus all measuring my worth with the weight of their marble stares. I would not be found wanting. Dacius had come with me as far as the great bronze doors, and there I had bid him stay, despite his offer to the contrary. I didn't want him caught up in this. Any judgment would be mine to bear alone. As I walked, I passed under great looming archways and saw again the shadows within the chamber's lofty vaults. I tried to avert my gaze, turning my mind to the matter at hand. But when my eyes alighted on Lord Calgar, I saw a strange halo encircle his head. At first I continued with the slightest break in step, aware of not only Calgar's eyes upon me, but Severus Agamand's too, and those of the honour guard of Macragge. Then, as I drew closer, what I believed to be a trick of the light was revealed to be an actual glow. No, not merely a glow, a mark. It was viridian green, and I realized a fraction too late what it portended.
Get down!
Agamand reacted first to my warning, putting himself between me as I ran down the processional and Calgar, who was at the other end of it. He thought I had lost all sense and was preparing to knock some back into me. I had drawn my pistol, prompting the honour guard to draw arms also. Five bolt weapons were trained on my chest in an instant. My gaze went to the eaves above us, the shadows in the vaulted roof, and I pointed to get my brother's attention and stop them from executing me.
Up there!
Agamand saw it too, crouched like an iron gargoyle, the darkness as its cloak. A single eye betrayed its position, but we would be far too late to prevent it achieving its goal. In truth, the optic was a targeting matrix, and Lord Calgar was in its crosshairs. A long, slim rifle slid into its grasp. I watched it shoulder the weapon, aim it. Reality slowed, as if the assassin were chronologically a few seconds ahead of us and functioning in a different time stream. A plume of viridian gas expelled from the rifle's vents like a breath. There was no recoil, only the expulsion of a missile that raked through the air. I followed the missile's trajectory in my peripheral vision, triggering my pistol in the same moment and setting the vaults alight with a pulse of energized plasma. The others had seen the danger now and were discharging their own weapons into the time-shifted assassin above us. Calgar grunted, the sound someone makes when they're gut-punched and the air is blasted from their lungs. Having got to his feet when the interloper had been discovered, he fell back and clattered into and out of his throne, half rolling down the steps that led up to his seat. We destroyed the archway where the assassin had made his nest, ripping up the shadows with streaks of blinding muzzle flash and plasma and bringing down a cascade of debris. This was the Hall of Ultramar, and we had wrecked it like a band of careless thieves. Time resumed. Our weapons fell silent again. But the quarry was gone, slipped back into whatever darkness had spawned him. He hadn't merely escaped, he simply wasn't there anymore, phased out like the Necrons too badly damaged to self-repair. Only we hadn't destroyed him, not even close. With the immediate danger past for now, Agamand was at Lord Calgar's side. The honour guard closed around them protectively like an armoured cocoon.
Stay with the Chapter Master.
I was running back down the processional, the vaunted marble heroes urging my every step. Every footfall I took was punctuated by a glance above me, back into the shadowed roof and searching for my enemy.